Chrissy Cooper.
Thank you, Chrissy. Okay.
I'm not against it happening if they want to. If they want to do it, better. Lock me in. Just work to change it.
What about two states from now?
Hey, everybody, I'm Laura Trump. Okay, there is another participant on the line ending in 6150. Can you please state your name for the record?
Good evening, Court Voice calling in. Thank you.
Thank you, Court. Okay, Richard, it's 6 o'clock and you can start the meeting whenever you're ready.
Okay, do we have a quorum?
We have a quorum.
Well, I take from that that Joe and Sharon are there.
Yes.
Okay.
And Ken is on the line.
All right, got it. So with that, I'll call this meeting to order on Tuesday, May 19th at 6 p.m. This is a regular commission meeting for the Port of Brookings Harbor Commission. We'll begin with a roll call. Daniel, please.
Ken Range.
Here.
Joe Spear.
Here.
Sharon Hartung.
Here.
Richard Heap.
Here. Okay, so are there any modifications, additions, or changes to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, are there any declaration of potential conflicts of interest?
Nope.
No.
No.
Okay, hearing none, we'll move to the approval of the agenda.
I'll make a motion. This is Ken. I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second it.
All right, so we have a motion by Ken and a second by Sharon to approve the agenda. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Danielle?
Ken?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Okay, now we move to approval of the agenda or the minutes from the past four meetings since we met last. Anybody care to make a motion?
Richard, this is Ken. Are we approving them all in at one time, or are we doing a vote on each one as we go through them?
I'll leave that up to you.
I'll make a motion that we approve A, B, C, D, which is the minutes of Tuesday, March 24th, 2020, Thursday, April 2nd, 2020, Friday, April 17th, 2020, and Thursday, April 30th, 2020.
Thank you. Is there a second? Yeah, we have a motion by Ken and a second by Joe. Is there any discussion?
No.
No.
Okay. All right, hearing none, Danielle?
Ken?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. That brings us to the financial report. Gary?
Public comment.
Public comment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Public comment. Do you have any public comments, Danielle?
I did not receive any public comments.
Okay. Anybody on the line or on the conference call here would like to make a public comment?
I would like to just ask for the appropriate, this is Chrissy Cooper, West Coast Adventure. I would just like to ask if there is a particular email that I can send and make sure it gets to the entire port staff as well as the commissioners.
Generally, if you send that to Gary Dellinger, he will circulate that to us.
And is that the Gary at Port of Brookings? harbor.com?
Yes.
That would be port manager at portofbrookingsharbor.com.
Okay, I have three different ones here, so let's see. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, that's all.
All right. Okay, now we'll move to the financial report. Gary?
Yeah, any commissioners have any questions on the financial report in the packet?
No.
No.
Ken, no.
No, I have none either.
Okay.
I forget. Do we approve the financial report, Gary, or we just move on?
I think you can approve all the reports at one time if you like.
Okay.
But it depends on how you guys want to do it.
If you have any questions.
You can ask if you have any questions on the safety report that was in the packet.
Well, let's just move to the safety report next.
Sure. Any questions on that one?
I have no questions.
No, they've been busy.
This is Ken. I missed something. We've moved beyond the financial report.
Yes, unless you have questions about it.
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, I don't know if it's a question, but I certainly have a comment about the safety report, and that is about the woman running around on our boardwalk after driving high speed in our parking lot.
Yeah.
Waving a hatchet around and threatening people, and that the sheriff's office responded and didn't arrest this person?
They should have.
Is there an explanation for that you know of, Gary?
Well, I'll let Travis speak on it. He likes talking about this topic.
the behavior and what was happening, I don't think under any circumstance, it was definitely an arrestable behavior that happened. Me and Gary got a hatchet waved at us, told don't come near, and we didn't. And the sheriff showed up, and the reason being for her not being arrested is because of the COVID-19 and the DA basically telling the sheriff's department, and this is what the sheriff's department told me, that the DA is not having them arrest people during the COVID-19 crisis because they don't want them in the jails. What offense you have to do to land yourself in jail right now, I'm not sure, but I thought that might have been one, and apparently it wasn't. So right now the reason being is because of the COVID-19. And jail. So.
And did I understand that later this particular individual was treated for some mental health issues?
That's what we heard. Yes, that's what the sheriff's department came back and said the following day, is that she was being treated for mental health. Yes.
Okay. Well, I want to go on record as being a little disturbed by this. I don't have an answer for it because I'm certainly not in the sheriff's business, but this is disturbing to me, so I'll at least note that much. Okay, anything else on safety?
Yes, I have a comment on that also. Is Martha online?
Yes, I am.
So Martha, my concern, like Richard, I have a concern about this, but my biggest concern is a crime against property is one thing. A crime against people is another, and that's an assault. And I think that's a little more serious, and to just trespass them versus taking the information, and if they don't want to put them in jail, that's fine, but bring them to court. Do we have any options on that?
No, not really. I can say that, you know, the same thing's happening down here. It's pretty hard to get arrested these days without, you know, physically hurting somebody else. And we have a much larger jail down here than in Curry County. So, you know, they have discretion. I think first and foremost, they need to make sure that everybody is, you know, safe wherever they're at for the time being. But, you know, that's right now part of the time that arrests, you know, physical arrests, they might, maybe it's because we're, you know, the port's so far south, you know, like a lot of times what happens, it'll just be a book and release. You know, I don't know why they couldn't do that. But again, the DA and the Sheriff's Department that runs the jail have wide discretion and a lot to say about that right now.
Well, I fully understand that they do not want them to take responsibility for them to put them in the jail, but to give them a free pass on a felony assault, which is what this is, I don't understand that. A 6-month trespass means nothing. So that's my comment on it, and we can move on.
Okay, anything further on the safety report?
No.
No.
Hearing none, we'll move to the Harbor Master's report.
Is there any comments or questions about the report?
No.
No. Looks good, Travis.
Okay.
I do have a comment. Looking at the work orders that were placed, how many Bretts do you have down there anyway?
I got one very busy Brett.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Sounds like it.
You know, there's no doubt about that. The employees that we have left out there, which is 2 part-time and Brent being the only other full-time outside guy other than myself. Brent is a great addition to have, or not addition, but a great person to have on our team because he can flat get some things done.
Yeah, so it would appear.
He does a good job.
Just pass on my kudos to him for doing all that he does down there.
Will do.
Anything further on the Harbor Master's report?
No.
Okay, let's move to the Port Manager report.
Brent, I had the discussion.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Who's that talking? That's not Roy.
Oh, that's, what's his name? Maybe Roy's not there tonight. Who knows?
No. You can proceed forward. It was another participant that logged in. You can proceed, Richard.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
It was a participant logged in halfway through and was talking. You can proceed forward.
I see. Okay. All right, Port Manager report.
Any questions, comments on the manager's report?
This is Ken. I have one. On the grant for the $100,000 for the camera system, in light of our present financial condition, are we going to be able to accept that and have the 25%? Do you foresee that we'd be able to come up with the 25% on that for the matching fund
We added it. It's part of our budget, so I'm hoping so. But when they come and if we get the award, then we can look at it again. But
okay.
25% of that is $25,000. So we do have it budgeted in the budget for next year.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else on the port manager report? Well, before we move away from the port manager, Gary, I would like to give you note your diligence in working through a lot of these issues with Business Oregon. The letter that we received from them was certainly complimentary, as was their response to the loan application that we're looking for right now for the bathroom shower combination. So I'd like to recognize you for that. You've done an excellent job, and we thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we entertain a motion to approve the report.
I'll make a motion to approve special meeting Tuesday, March 24, 20. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Now you got me confused.
Financial report, safety report.
Okay. I make a motion to accept the financial report, April 2020, safety report, April 2020, harbor master report, April 2020, and port manager report, April 2020.
I second it.
Okay, we have a motion by Joe and a second by Sharon to approve the four reports. Any further discussion?
Did it.
Okay, hearing none. Danielle?
Ken?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Okay, that brings us to action item A, 2020-2021 port rates. Gary?
Yeah, I'll start off if any commissioners have any questions or comments on what I proposed for rate increases.
I just have one.
Sure.
The liveaboards, you want to raise it another $25. We're also going to be increasing the mortgages down there as well. We did give it quite a hefty raise from 50 to 75 before, and I would like to see that just remain the same. That's all.
Okay. Any other comments or questions?
I have none.
So Gary, what I've seen here is that basically the adjustments that are being made except for living boards are cost of living adjustments primarily.
Yeah, primarily they are. And a lot of them are no changes or as noted. We raised the haul out rates more than what the cost of living wage was. That kind of matches what other ports are doing. So I, you know, just as another comment to the board, I'm okay if the board just keeps everything the same just because it's COVID stuff. We don't know what's going on economically in the region. If you just want to continue the rates as is, the only thing I'd like to do is just, you know, leave the rates, if you, the board approves, leave the rates stay the way they are, but make the changes in the document to remove the equipment that we don't rent anymore. And also add the wreck removal on the insurance requirement to clarify that part. So that's, I mean, I'm just throwing that out there as kind of last minute thing to the board because, you know, 3% raise isn't a whole lot. I mean, I think it went up one penny on our retail lease rate. So kind of leave it up to you guys. Gals.
I have another question for Gary. So since the electric company is increasing the power charge, so if we don't increase the mortgage rate, then we won't be able to keep up with that being included in our slip.
Yeah, they're raising it 3%. But I think that raise probably came in before the COVID thing. It would be nice if they reversed their raise, but oh. I'm fine with the 2.7% raise too. So I'm just throwing it out there because of the COVID thing and not knowing what's going to happen next year. So.
Well, I guess I would comment that I would prefer we stay with a 2.7% raise. If we fail to take that step, we lose that opportunity to based on inflation, and that's something we'll never get back. So my recommendation would be to just go with what you have for fee increases.
And so, Richard, still keep the liveaboards at another $25 on top of that?
I'm not talking so much about liveaboards as I am about the 2.7% CPI increase.
So, Richard?
Yes.
There's no more discussion. I'll make a motion.
Okay. Is there more
discussion? My motion would be, are we ready for a motion?
I think so. Go ahead.
My motion would be to approve the draft 2020-2021 port rates to be effective as of July 1st, 2020. As outlined in Action A overview, which has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 bullet points, and with the exception that on the live-ins, we leave the rate at $75 per month.
Okay, I second that.
I have a motion by Ken, second by Joe. So to restate your motion, we're going to leave the 2.7% in, and we will not raise the liveaboard fee. Is that correct?
Correct, and we will include the language on the insurance to include wreck removal.
Okay. All right, any further discussion?
No.
Hearing none, Danielle?
Ken?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Okay, that brings us to action item B, fuel dock access pad and dock pile replacement project. Gary.
All right, so we put this project out to bid last month, and we got two bidders that responded. Jack Aiken, our engineer for the project and for the port, reviewed the bids, and they both were responsive bidders, and he put a recommendation letter to the board, and the recommendation was for Legacy Contracting.
Okay, any questions of Gary or comments?
Well, this is Ken. I'd just like to say the bid package had to be quite clear, because you've got two bids for over $500,000 that come in with $3,000 apart. That's pretty phenomenal in my mind.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any further discussion? I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve the Legacy Contracting Inc., the lowest responsible, responsive bidder for the fuel dock access pad and dock pile replacement project.
Okay, we have a motion by Joe.
I'll second it.
And a second by Sharon. Further discussion? Hearing none, Danielle.
Ken?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. I will just note before we move on that this has been a long-awaited event.
Yeah,
so hopefully this will be one more thing we can check off the list. So, right.
Hey, Richard?
Yes.
Richard, before we go on to the next topic, I just want to let the board know that we'll have to come back for another board meeting on the 28th of May to execute the contract agreement. So just so you know, on the 28th, we'll have another board meeting.
Okay. All right. Move to action item C, professional service contract. Gary.
Okay. So this contract here was originally approved in January. But there was some revisions done on the contract, and we finally got agreement with Martha and our financial consultant. So this is a revised contract that I need the board to approve. Any questions?
So this contract is for a CPA to prepare?
No, it's not a CPA. No, this is not for the CPA. This is a separate consultant. This is a separate financial consultant. It helps us get our audits done, and it also helps Kim throughout the year for financial questions and issues.
All right. Gotcha. Okay, any questions or discussion?
No.
All right. Entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve an agreement for professional services financial consultants.
Second.
We have a motion by Joe and a second by Sharon. Danielle?
Ken?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Okay, any no information items, any commissioners' comments?
Just want to thank the staff for just doing everything they are to hold this court together, which they are surely doing a wonderful job at it.
I agree.
I would ask Gary, we're on schedule to open the RV park a week from today. That's correct?
That is correct.
And have you heard what State Parks is going to do?
No, I haven't heard anything lately, other than they pushed their opening out to June 8th, last time I saw their update.
And do you anticipate that they'll do as we are and open about half of their park? Or half of their spaces?
I would think so, but then again, they're opening up later. They could be, I mean, depending on their parks configuration, they may not have to do that, but yeah, they may have different things going on at different parks.
Okay. All right. Well, I just say for myself, I'm still comfortable with opening every other space, not just from the perspective of the health issues, but also from the perspective of the impact on our community. So we'll have a chance to kind of test fly this a little bit at half capacity and see how we do. I hate to give up the revenue, but at the same time, I think, you know, with an operation as big as ours, we need to be a little conscious of what the impacts could be to the city. So that's how I feel about this particular opening. Any other commissioner comments?
I have one. The art on the boardwalk is up and running as of today.
Awesome. Good job, Chad. Great.
Thank you. Thank your committee.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, it appears now that our next regular meeting will be Tuesday, June 16th, 2020 at 6 p.m. Our next meeting will be Thursday, at what is that at 2 o'clock?
Yeah, it's 2 o'clock. It's a workshop to review our strategic business plan.
Okay.
Update.
All right. Okay, anything else?
No.
All right. Well, let's see. I'm going to wave at you. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
All right. So the meeting is adjourned at 6:28. Thank you all.
Good night, all.
Bye, guys.